Student Radio.
Get down.
Hello and welcome to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby. Today, actually no, first of all, we'd like to apologise for last week because we kind of lost it a little bit.
The show was slightly shambolic. All we can do is apologise, really.
We'll try harder.
We'll try harder, must improve. That was Love Actually's version. Christmas is all around. Bill Mack, who knows? don't know what
she's got a voice for radio.
So this week is our Christmas special, and we are joined by a Canadian guest.
Yay! His name is Ian. Ian, say hello.
Hello.
Ian did your fake Canadian accent the entire time.
Did that sound Canadian?
Hey,
how you doing?
That one, perfect. And we're also joined with our housemate, George, who lived with us in Canada for the 8 months you were there.
Woo!
Hello.
No applause for you.
All right. George is here. So today we're just going to be discussing life in Canada. And also, Ian's been travelling around Europe, so we kind of want to hear Canadians' insight into Europe. And especially Leeds, we went out last week, to the transmission, which was fantastic. So I want to hear about your depiction of Leeds' social climate. First point of topic is going to be Canadian Christmas. So Ian,
yes.
Can you tell us a stereotypical day in the life of a Canadian on Christmas Day?
You wake up.
Whoa, things are different.
Rude. So you wake up, you do the tree presents. I'm just talking my Christmases and all Canadians. we have a routine. And then breakfast. Hopefully it has mimosas involved. And
can you explain to the British crowd what a mimosa is, please?
It's orange juice with champagne in it.
Bucks fizz.
Or sparkling. Yeah. Whatever you call it. And then you just hang on for the day, and then family comes over for dinner, if you do that with your family on the day. And then you watch, like, The Sound of Music or something like that, which I don't know why is considered a Christmas movie. Nothing says Christmas like Nazis, apparently. And then you just go to sleep. And the next day's Boxing Day, which is, like, a big shopping day because everything's on sale.
That's so. Like here, over here, like Black Friday. Thanks for Black Friday, by the way. North American culture brought that over.
That's the States. Know, they're crazy. Know, they try to do it in Canada and it's just it just fails. It's not very good.
What do you eat? Maple syrup, bacon, all the stereotypical things.
Bacon, yeah. Yes. Definitely bacon. Maple syrup if you have pancakes or waffles is good.
Waffles.
Then just like eggs, stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then dinner, we usually do ham or turkey.
Ooh,
and it's like Christmas. It's like Christmas dinner. I mean, it's like Thanksgiving dinner, but you just have it on Christmas, so like turkey stuffing, all that stuff.
When we were in Canada, we had something very, very treaty.
Oh, yeah.
Is that a word?
Treaty.
Called with sweet potato with marshmallows on top.
What was it called?
Did it even have a name?
I don't think it had a name, but I think it was that. And I think I made Jesse's mum make it. Do you know what I mean? She was like, "We don't normally have this, but
it's
like,
pretty good.
Make it for me." Yeah.
And pumpkin pie as well. That was a treat.
Yeah, out of the tin, what we created.
That was nasty.
Ian, do you not get stockings?
We have stockings too. So yeah, usually it's in your room. Well, we do it, so our stockings in our room.
And then Santa comes.
Santa still comes in your 22. Santa still tiptoes into
Santa,
a room.
I don't know if you have like young kids listening.
Oh, yeah.
This is popular for like that age group. And then you just do your stockings, then you do your presents, and you just go on with your day.
George is a self-proclaimed king of Christmas.
Yeah, that's true.
So when we were living in Canada, he was so, so keen to decorate. This is something that Joe and I had no time for.
And I was so bad at it. Everything I did, everyone just took down and did it again.
No, you made those snowflakes in the window that were nice.
Mine were terrible.
Mine were great.
I had this genius idea of instead of lighting candles, getting the wax and rolling it into balls. Wax balls. And put them everywhere, thinking they'd make the room smell really nice. So wrong.
Terrible idea.
And then what was your idea? That we should have a drinks party?
Yeah, so we had a Christmas party, which was probably the worst night of the year. So us four, the people who lived in the house, got inappropriately drunk, and then everyone else was relatively sober, and everyone was home by about 11 o'clock, and we just hammered, drunk.
The only way to get through it was just, I played like the Spice Girls really loudly on
painful.
Speakers, and then just got really, really drunk, yeah. And then hungoverly walked around the supermarket, you know, the next day and you buy stuff you'd never buy when you were sober. Great. Okay, so thanks for the Canadian Christmas. I can kind of imagine it. Very festive, lots of reds, yellows, you know.
Yeah, it's
you know, but you know, like they have very cozy houses in Canada and sofas and stuff, you know, furniture.
It's nothing too special. We don't have any like weird traditions or anything.
No. Oh, okay, well glad we got you on.
I'm very
But otherwise, you've just been travelling in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please give us your first impression of Leeds?
I liked it. Well, on the bus, we first stopped at the Bradford Interchange and I thought that was Leeds because I saw a Leeds bus and I was like, oh god. Wow, this is pretty grim. Then thankfully we pulled into the lead stop and said, okay, this is much better. And no, it's very nice. And you showed me around today.
I did. We went to Trinity Kitchen, give that a shout out. Had some Vietnamese food. It was alright. Not the best, but still okay. And then we went around Corn Exchange, showed in the cool vintage shops, felt poor and uncool, like I always do. When I'm in Blue Rinse. And because it's £30 for a t-shirt. I mean, outrageous. Outrageous.
Did you buy anything in?
No.
Oh.
Definitely not. Because it is expensive. And
you know what? He was just he just kept going through all the shell suits. You know, all like the ski, like the really, really brightly coloured stuff.
Yeah.
Because actually, we could talk about that. Last January.
End of January, yeah.
We all went to... Well, George, why don't you explain?
So we drove 9 hours to Montreal from London, Ontario, to a festival called Igloo Fest. It was a dance festival, and it was basically -30, snow blizzard, everyone wearing ski suits, raving outside, and it was probably the best rave I've ever been to.
It was, isn't it?
I'm going to go back in a few years, definitely.
It was an incredible light show. They had ice sculptures. They had these hats everyone had to wear, the beanies. I don't know where mine is, actually. I'm sure it's around.
You lost it?
No, it's in my house in London. Yeah.
We drove through a blizzard. You were driving.
We were stuck on the highway for 2 hours because an accident closed down the highway.
Yeah, because that what happens? The lorry, like, what's it called? Seesaw, like,
Jackknife.
Oh, yeah, the truck.
I was about to say scissoring, but then I didn't think that was right.
The truck scissored the highway. That happens a lot.
Oh, Canada.
I genuinely lost my mind in that journey.
Yeah. Well, no, actually, you don't want to talk about when you were a celebrity in Bellevue?
Belleville.
So I went to Wendy's.
Belleville. Oh yeah. Literally. Okay. This place. What was it even called? Belleville.
Belleville.
In the middle of nowhere. It's a nice service station that Ian loves to frequent when he's driving the highway. And so I ordered. I didn't even order. I went to Wendy's. Didn't even want Wendy's. I ordered like a bottle of water. And the woman lost her mind. She was so excited. She was like, "Are you actually from England?" She could not believe it. She'd never met an English person.
No, she probably never left Bellevue.
She'd never.
Not much happened.
She'd never
to
left the service station.
No. Exactly.
Yeah, and she was slightly overwhelmed, and I was like, "Okay."
To be honest, after 2 hours in that car, I was quite excited to see her. Was the Cardigans with Love Fool, and we are just with our Canadian friend Ian talking about Canada, funnily enough, and we're going to talk about nightlife because we went out in Leeds last night.
Mm-hmm.
So we just want to hear about, because we went to Oktoberfest.
No, it's
we went to Germany. No, we went to the beer market in the beer market.
So what did you think about it?
It was so much fun, and that was the first time you guys went too, right?
Yeah, we were.
It's so funny. We were hyping it out. We're like, "In, we're gonna do this thing. Like, it's cool. Everyone does it." And then we were turning around to each other. It's like, "Have you been before?
Nope.
None of us have been." but
it was fantastic.
It was so much fun. Yeah. And like, I didn't get to go to Oktoberfest in Munich while I was traveling, so I imagine it'd be something like that.
Yeah,
but
I think so
not
too.
As Christmassy and a lot larger.
But, well, George loved it because of the Christmas decorations.
I love Christmas. So, yeah,
so. And he fell in love with the singer.
Yeah. Oh yeah, she was a cutie.
Yeah. She's nice. And then where else did we go? We went to the Transmission, hosted by LSR, which was fantastic.
So much fun.
Had a great time.
We booted a lot.
We did. Louie, I think they were called. The swing band.
Yeah.
One guy had his top off at the end. Don't know how appropriate that was. But you went to Mook and then you went to Fibre, which obviously was George's choice.
Obviously.
How did you find it?
It was, like, usually going back out in Canada, it's like you go to one place and that's it.
Yeah.
Last night went to four?
Yeah.
How many?
My memory from yesterday's poor. But yeah, I think we went to Beer Market and we went to Nathan Shopkeepers. We didn't go in for some reason and then we went to Move and then.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I don't remember why we didn't go.
You didn't pay. Because you're cheap.
It was fun though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sad because you're not, like, we're going out tonight. We're going out to Cirque de Sol, which is at Beaver Works. So you're going to have a little glimpse into a rave of Leeds proportions.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I apologise in advance for all the people who attend from Leeds and who are
I'm excited.
I'm super excited.
Yeah, you have to get a jazzy outfit prepared.
I've been backpacking for like the last 3 months. I don't think I have room for jazzy attire. Like, I have a bag just
George's
solely
got
for
plenty
attire.
Of sparkly shirts you can yeah. You can borrow.
Some
yeah, if you have any mesh sparkly shirts.
Yeah, you can't say no to a little bit of mesh.
Perfect.
Okay, and then obviously you've been travelling for the last 3 months.
Yeah.
So can you just give us a few highlights? I obviously, being a friend, I asked you where you got the most drunk. So where was that?
Barcelona.
Yeah.
We actually, if the listeners were tuning into all our shows, we had Megan come on quite a few weeks back from Barcelona, and we heard some interesting things. So talk to us about your experience.
It's crazy there. Like, they don't have dinner till 9, 10, and then clubs don't open till like 12 or 1 in the morning, and then like back in Canada it's like when they close at 2.
Yeah, so, we know.
Yeah, and then we're bedding early.
You get a Papa John's and you're in bed by 2.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so did that, and like you go somewhere first and get some cheap drinks and you go to bars and it's like €15 cover, the one that we went to, and then they give you a drink involved, and I'm like, okay, that's pretty great. So I got a Jack Daniels and Coke, and it's was literally half and half of this giant glass, so I don't even know if I finished it or not, and then it got all hazy, and I was in the back of a cab passing out, and my girlfriend was trying to pull my wallet out of my pants, and then I thought the cab driver dropped us off somewhere far from our hostel. No, we were right in front of it. She brought me upstairs, and I just puked in our room in the garbage can. Thankfully, I didn't wake anyone up, and no one's there. So I was
so
still
lucky.
Known as a polite Canadian, not puking and waking people up.
Well, that's what we were going to ask about, stereotypical Canadian traits. It's not a bad one that everyone thinks that Canadians are nice, is it?
It's like a bad stereotype?
Yeah, no, it's not.
No, it's good. Like, I'd rather... What ticked me off is what people thought I was American. Like,
oh, really?
Yeah. So, like, we always have, like, Canadian stuff on. Like, yeah, we can sound similar.
See, now
stuff,
we've all spent time in Canada, haven't we all?
We have indeed.
I think that I can tell a difference now.
Between
a Canadian and a...
I don't know if I can even. So. Good ear for you guys.
Well, the one that you do, the really like...
Valley Girl one. Was that your American accent that you filmed?
No, I'm talking about his Canadian accent. Oh, the Valley Girl. I want to hear that one.
I don't know. But you know what
that's, no, I don't know. That's what everyone talks about. Whenever people put on American accent, it's always a Valley
yeah,
Girl.
Yeah, it's true.
Like,
Cleanest.
Oh my God. Yeah. Like, things like that, yeah.
That just sounds like you talking.
Yeah, that was no different. Yeah.
I didn't even put on a voice.
And I know that your sister lives in the other part of Canada, which I didn't go to. You went to Calgary,
yeah.
Didn't you?
I didn't really see Calgary. I went to Banff and like Lake Louise, which you're banging on about a lot. You love that, don't
you?
Yes. What's this Calgary parade?
Calgary Stampede.
Yeah, can you tell me about that? What's
yeah,
that
like? It runs about 10 days in July, and at the beginning, and it's just like rodeos, and everyone wears cowboy attire and gets really drunk, and the whole Lake City is just party central for a week, and it's huge. It's so big, and I've been twice, and it's a lot of fun. And yeah, my sister lives there, so I can go and have a free place to stay. And if anyone is in Alberta around that time, they should definitely go, because it is a heck of a good time.
Do you have to like dress up and look the part?
Yeah, everyone wears like plaid and cowboy hats boots and lots of denim, which you would expect in Canada.
Yeah, Canadian tuxedo.
And plaid as well. And it's just a really good time, and people from all over the world go there, like so many people I met were from Spain, Brazil, like the Netherlands. It's just a weird mix of people that come to this giant rodeo event. And it's so fun.
That's so much fun. Yeah. Right, we're going to bring it back to Christmas, and we've got a bit of Wham here.
That was Wham with Last Christmas, and you're listening to Anything to Declare with Joey and Libby on Leeds Student Radio. Ooh. Today we've got Ian here from Canada and George from Sheen talking about life in Canada. We've got a really quick fire round. It's a quiz. Mm-hmm. I'm going to say some slang that we've gone through strenuous amounts of internet to find, and we're going to ask George to see what his interpretation of the word is, and then get Ian to tell us the truth. Right?
Perfect.
First word, Chinook.
Chinook. How do you spell that?
It's countdown. Chinook.
Chinook. I literally have no idea.
Ian?
It's actually pronounced Chinook.
Oh, oh, I know what it is now.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah, that changes everything. It's the wind that blows down and that can make things colder. No, it makes things warmer. It blows down. Because I know in Alberta, they get Chinooks, and so it can be dead of winter, but it'll be like 5-10 degrees even.
Okay.
Am I right?
Yeah, you're right. Okay, whale's tail.
Whale's tail. Is that a form of item of clothing, I'm going to guess?
No.
You stumped me on this one.
Oh.
What is a whale's
tail? It's a fried dough pastry.
No.
Also known as elephant ears or beaver tails. Beaver
okay,
tails.
If you said beaver tail, I would know.
I've eaten beaver tails.
Okay, yeah. I bet you have.
Whale's tail, come on.
Okay, and how about last one? A toque.
A toque?
You know this one, George.
A toque.
T-O-Q-U-E.
Is that a hat?
Yeah!
Is it? Yes!
Yeah.
It's like a knit hat.
What sort of hat is it?
It's like a little knit beanie.
Oh, right. That sounds horrible.
It's like a chapeau.
Okay, well, thanks very much for that.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
This is our last show.
I'm getting emotional.
I can see you getting bleary-eyed. Or is that the night before?
yeah, this is the last show of the semester. We've had an absolutely amazing time.
A ball.
Absolutely, quite frankly, we've had a ball.
Yeah.
Thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks for flying out from Canada.
All the way, just for this. Yeah. I came all the way here for this.
And thanks for getting the train up from Sheen.
That's all right, no problem.
Hopefully you'll hear more from us next semester.
thanks, and we will see you in 2015. Happy New Year, Merry Christmas.
Happy Christmas, bye.